Are you here in Curtin trying to create a homeopathic tourism?
Yes, we do, actually. We have a homeopathic tour. We have guides specially trained in homeopathy, so they have to describe homeopathy history.
And where did these homeopathic tourists come from?
From over 35 countries in the last 5 years, as far as I remember, from Mexico, from India, from United Kingdom, from the United States, Italy, Spain, France.
Christian Ratzel works for the Department of Culture and Tourism in the small German town of Curtin. That's about 45 minutes by train to the northwest of Leipzig. Until German reunification after 1989, Curtin was in the communist German Democratic Republic and was home to several state-run engineering works. These have now gone, and Curtin has had to try and reinvent its economic identity. One thing it's turned to is green energy, and in every direction you can see the sails of giant wind turbines. Another has been to take advantage of the fact that two significant figures in German history lived and worked there. The first is Johann Sebastian Bach, whose first job was as Curtin's director of music in the early 1720s. The second is Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who made Curtin his home between 1821 and 1835. Just turned into the street that Hahnemann's house is at the end here, but there's at the side of the house here a large quotation from Hahnemann. What does it say?
That's hard to translate in English. I try my best. What kind of pain is it? Which emotion, feeling, precisely described, was it? That happens exactly.
As you walk around Curtin, you keep coming across them. Famous statements from Hahnemann's writings on the gable ends of houses in big, bold, black lettering. J.S. Bach was to move on to Leipzig, and that's come to be known as his town. But nowhere has more claim to Hahnemann than Curtin. So, this is the house.
This is the house, actually. It was renovated over the last year, so it's in really good condition. It's the only surviving house of Hahnemann. So he made so many moves in his life, over 30, but this is the only house existing.
So can we go in?
Yes, of course. Welcome in Hahnemann's house.
Thank you. The house and its collection of Hahnemann memorabilia is looked after by Liana Just, and she's been particularly impressed by the large number of visitors from India, who come, she thinks, less as tourists than as pilgrims.
Ja, die Indischen eigentlich auch keine Frauen, die wissen ja alles. Die wissen über Hahnemann Bescheid.
The people from India, they don't have questions. They know everything. So they only want to have contemplation in the house. They love to pray inside the house and to leave the world outside. To have their own private meeting with Hahnemann.
Oder sitzen zwei Stunden im Garten und nehmen den Geist von Hahnemann in sich auf.
Or they're sitting in the garden for about 2 hours and take over the ghost, the spirit of Hahnemann.
For critics of what he created, and there are many, especially in Britain, this sort of devotion on the part of visitors to Hahnemann's house would seem to confirm their charge that homeopathy is more of a cult than a robust medical system. But this programme is not about the current debate over homeopathy's credentials, one whose intensity leads to Samuel Hahnemann being viewed as either saint or charlatan. He was neither. He should be viewed, whatever one's position on homeopathy today, as a complex and influential figure in the history of medical practice.
The physician's high and only mission is to restore the sick to health, to cure, as it is termed. The highest ideal of cure is rapid, gentle, and permanent restoration of the health, or removal and annihilation of the disease in its whole extent, in the shortest, most reliable, and most harmless way, on easily comprehensible principles.
These are the two short opening paragraphs of Hahnemann's decisive work, The Organon of Medicine, the founding text of homeopathy, that was first published in 1810, exactly 200 years ago. Their sentiments might appear benign and harmless in the extreme, but behind them lay decades of bitterness, disappointment, and polemic.
A number of causes have for several centuries reduced the dignity of that godlike science, practical medicine, to a wretched breadwinning, a glossing over of symptoms, a degrading commerce in prescriptions, God help us, to a trade that mixes the disciples of Hippocrates with the riffraff and medical rogues, in such a way that one is indistinguishable from the other.
This was how the young Samuel Hahnemann viewed the German medical profession